Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yes, I'm coming in the crew with a special guest, Gordon Neill!
What's up, man?
He's
what's
back.
Up, man? Can I call him Gaffer?
No. Ah,
if you want to be up his ass,
where's my Gaffer? Listen, we got back a long time.
This is one of the guys.
Listen, I think he probably destroyed my career, early doors.
I thought you were going to say destroyed your arse.
You're a fucking shag.
Aye, but fucking you cost me nearly my career. Remember that team busting the reserves?
But I only took you.
You were like that.
I only took you to drive the money.
Party hard, wee man. Party hard. I fucking partied hard before I blew it. So, that's it. Get out, wee man.
Aye. I gave you some good advice.
You did, aye.
You played at the top, you know what I mean? You've got to accept that. But so when I signed you for Wraith, it was wee Frank. Remember Frank Connor?
Madman Frank Connor. Tommy Burns used to bring him in at Celtic. He was a goalie.
But
he would go mad at you, mate.
Frank became the coach at Celtic for about 20 years. Or something.
Yeah, my coach at Hearts under Big Joe Jordan.
He took Celtic at Ibrox, right? And this is true, right? I was in a bad state in my football career. It was the day I drove the dumper truck, right? Do you know that story?
No.
Oh, fuck me. I went for the glory of playing at Stamford Bridge. Hamden, yeah. Stamford Bridge, right. I know, I got that one right.
Oh, don't give him any fucking hassle, let him talk.
Come on, he needs to, it's his first one, we need to give him
I've got his back.
First game, right, everything, big stardom. I end up driving a dumper truck for the East Kilbride parts department. This is true, right? Down in my luck. You've got to be to drive one, eh, fucker, right? I'm sitting at a sort of a traffic where the boys are working, right, and I'm sitting there in the fucking have you ever been in a dumper truck? I know that you played football, but I know you're about thinking something fucking things going up and doing that, right? You know what like it is, the boys are working and they turns round and I sees one of them spotting me, then I thought, oh fuck, I'm gonna do in here. So the next minute he's he's mate, fuck, right? Mate, I'm no kidding you, man. Celtic fans couldn't have gave me a fucking worse hiding what these guys gave me. They slaughtered me. Oh. Slaughter me. Right, so I get by them about 5 miles an hour, you know, I'm trying to get the fit done. It's fucking got that. I've got all the crap in the front of it. Eventually gets back to the parts department. Half the dumper truck, there are keys, mate, I'm away. So that was me away. Decided I'm no parts department, wasn't it, for me. That Sunday, you know what like wee Frank looks like, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Right, that Sunday. Now, I've been out on the Saturday night, and the Sunday morning, tap at the door. So, hockey's down. You know what like it is. Opens the door, wee Frank's standing there. First words he says to me, "You're a fucking arsehole," right?
That's Frank, isn't it?
Oh, no. Right. No, so I'm thinking, what the fuck is the Reverend Ian Paisley doing at my house? Sunday, he's a double, isn't he? He's a double. I says, Frank, come on, give us a break. I've not even finished my kebab for last night. I says, what's going on? Give me three weeks, and my career turned again. Because of him. 20 years at Celtic. The Celtic man. And it was him that told me to go and sign him.
So where did you see Derek play when you eventually went to sign him? So where was he before you signed him?
I can't remember. It was just
I was good when I signed with him. Manny was gone. As we know, Manny was gone at 28, 29.
Told me that when he was taking the sign on. He's gone, I don't need a minute.
I don't know what I really mean, he's just give me a lump sum. No, but see, he was really good with us because I was struggling.
And where was this at the time?
I was at Raith.
I was at Raith Rovers.
Raith, right. So who were you?
I was just, it was at Aki's. I was just desperate to keep playing. So I was, but I knew Manny was struggling. But he gave me that opportunity, but
I just knew, I think he was one, my knee just had collapsed in training, and I went to see him, and he was brilliant to deal
with. Pre season in Ireland, didn't I?
Remember? Aye, that's, that was good, aye.
Well,
aye,
let's
move it on.
No,
was a gravy hotel, wasn't it? I was sitting upstairs, you were doing my work.
By the way, who fucking knew me? Like, fuck, right, yeah. They were a hen party in, right? Say no more. So I'm doing, I'm giving it the full Monty, right?
Entertaining the trip.
Mate, I'm in fire, right? I'm like the fucking Wings Challenge. I'm in fire.
Ah, brilliant.
So I'm giving it the full patter, and I just happened, I don't know what it was, I just happened to look up, and there's a balcony thing out there. Fergie's.
I'm a spectator. I like to speak.
So you watch him doing it?
I could hear him. As soon as I get in, I went like, "Where's the gaffer? Here he's downstairs." And I looked to her, and it was all these bugs everywhere, man. And he was just hodding court. So I just sat upstairs with a wee cheeky drink and just sat listening to him.
That was a creepy bastard.
Because his pal's brilliant, man.
How was he as a manager?
Brilliant, because it's like
team talks and that.
Man management. It's like sometimes you've heard me say this before. There's sometimes that I've got that likability factor, and because of that, you want to play for him, and you run through a brick.
So he's a rubbish coach, just a good guy.
No, but he delegated. I think that's what. Remember we had that wee stint at Glenafton. You took me down to Glenafton, and we were turning up on a Tuesday night, and there was about 3-4 players,
fucking
and I'm turning round to you and going, what the fuck's this all about?
We're doing running.
On a Thursday night, there would be about 18 of them.
The patch of Tuesday, but come the Thursday, was closer to the game.
I was doing my nothing, but he was so calm about it. I tell you last week, remember at times, I'd be get to the dugout, and I'd go, right, there's a gaffer. You were sitting up in that wee bar.
That's a wee having a beer.
He's sitting upstairs, and then at half time, him and his due come down at half time, do his bit, and but getting it up full time. They sign a Gordon the L, the gaffer. He's up the road. He's left it midway through the sector.
What minute would you usually leave?
You go to go before the traffic.
This
is how I left. Do you know how I left there, United?
No.
True. Right. So this is brilliant. So I ended up, I could see what was happening in Campbell Money. Love Campbell, I took him in for Serena. Desperate for a job, right? He goes for a Morton job. I'm looking at him going, Campbell, you fucking need a chance at a Morton job. St Mirren hero wants to go to Morton. I went, you've no chance. So I went to Bill Barr. I says, look, I've had a good run at this. I'm going to go a wee bit up now, and I'll see the overall of the club, right? For the youth saw the way up. I says, Gee Campbell, a wee go, get him in the dugout. So anyway, that all worked. They didn't want to do it, but it all worked. So Campbell says to me, listen, can you come in the dugout, you know, fucking, so I can bounce things off you and stuff like that. Now, the fans at that time hated me, right? Most successful manager fucking in their history, right? Never get invited to their 100th year celebration. I'm the only player, there were like you that never played with Shelley. Right. You probably got a fucking table. Never get invited, right? True story. Yes,
Kevin Slaney were there, and you didn't.
They weren't invited. Slaney went to here on his holiday. You never played with. By the way, so
I left a mark.
Fuck off. So I'm in the dugout with Campbell, 15, 20 minutes gone of the game. True. I look, fuck this. I'm out of here. Right? So I says to Campbell, I went, I've got a toilet. All right, okay. Sneaks out the dugout. And the security boys at the front door, I went, open that door, son. He's like, what? He went, are we getting beat? I went, just open the fucking door. I had my motor sitting right at the front, right? In the car, boom. Never went back.
Man.
That was you done?
Never went back.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
I've never been back in the building since.
Really?
Fucked off after 20 minutes.
Would the boys know about that? Where's the gaffer at you?
What?
At the end of the game, would the boys know be like, where's the gaffer?
I should call the road early, mate. I had a lot of functions on.
It was a Saturday night. You had to start early, so I didn't mind being left with them because sometimes a bit of a riot in that. At that level in the dressing room,
aye, aye, there's some great characters.
Aye, brilliant.
I made a mistake one time when it ruined a lot of them, just because I was like at the end of the game. I says, right, yes or no, who wants to play? And see if somebody can have just muttered something else other than yes. I'm like, right, right, you're fucking out of here. I was left with about three players, man.
And he wonders how I turned up for training, right, with a full training schedule. We've got three players. He's told them all to fuck off.
I was raging at that time because I just thought, man, Tuesday night, you're there, you're paid to be there. Your Tuesday and your Thursday, just turn up, do your work like everybody else. And see when they all turned up on a Thursday, it used to do, man.
Oh, I miss it. Boys didn't want to train on a Tuesday, they want to train on a Thursday.
And I guess sometimes there will be a reason work-wise and all that, but some of them were.
Have you ever part-time faddy now?
No.
Never dropped that level, did you?
The hardest point was, see when you'd nowhere to train at that level, you used to get the boys to turn their motors around and put their lights on.
We were Bella Houston Park, weren't we?
Aye, put their lights on so you could see fucking... get a wee game, you know. I was on there for a candy. By the way, I get the best deal ever. Right? They gave me a brand new motor and bags it, right.
Did you give them it back?
Hold on, is it tax man listening? They gave me a good tax code, put it out.
What do you want for this?
Listen.
You're doing this a free, that's brilliant, mate. You're only here because Mark Wilson couldn't make it as well, so thanks
just
very much.
Just give him a blank check. Mate, do the day checks now?
I do not go out of my bed for free now. That's the first thing I ask Faddy, right? Wilson and all that. They all send me, go and find out how much it is. Well, go and fucking ask yourself, you know what I mean? MD phones me, all right, Dad, day's a favour, much.
do you know, Si? It's the best nick I've ever... seen him, he's like a machine, isn't he?
Gordon, saying you drink 12 coffees a day, is that true?
Aye, maybe not.
But shit, look at the neck of you.
No.
Look, by the way,
that's let's feel him.
That is ripped,
that's
by the way.
That's got nothing to do with weights, that's someone else.
No. That's where the Scotland team are staying.
And I tell you what.
No, that mountain.
Hey, to get that thing going, it would take fucking big biceps, I tell you. That's a monster, by the way. That's a monster.
That's a strap.
Takes 3 lifts.
I tell you what,
I just the boat man.
Honestly, you know they say the blood rushes to that. He must go like he did when that thing goes, because all the blood to get that up, you need a transfusion, man. By the way,
I used to think I was quite private when I did so. Hey, there he's coming again. Look where he's trailing.
This show needs to get done in around 15, so right. Andy, how are you, mate? All right, I'll see you for a
little bit. This is going to be my best day.
No, when it gets to the serious stuff, mate, you'll need to come in. No. How was your new year in that, mate? Good?
Quiet, but good. Enjoyed it.
Few drinks?
Few drinks. Just glad to be back.
Still doing every game.
It's a long time.
Still doing every game.
When they're on.
Still get the heat at vest, mate.
It's not working. I need a new one.
Man put me onto the best invention ever.
Heated Jailers.
Oh, the heated ones. Because I used to, now I don't, I stay in the studio. I'm too old to go out and fucking stun.
Do you ever wear that day in any other than football? The heated Jailer?
Golf.
Right.
Use it to the golf. But this man put me onto it. Absolutely brilliant. I was actually seeing you, what game were you doing the other night?
Clyde Aberdeen.
Hamilton, Clyde Aberdeen.
Did you not have it on then?
No, it's not working.
Fuck, you should have borrowed mine.
I need to get another one. By the time I get it, it'll be roasting again. Aye, I know.
Good invention.
I'm up to large now.
Right, this is where you come into your own, Faddy. Rangers, Hibs, 3-0. I seen you on Sports Scene last night.
I didn't watch it.
Were Rangers really good or were Hibs really bad?
I would say that Hibs were quite poor. They'd plenty of chances early. But Rangers didn't really need to do a lot to win.
To get
I didn't think they weren't at their best. They didn't have to be. They could have scored a lot more. Tom Lawrence scored, and I don't know if they've seen it's offside and the pitches are calibrated, so it must be offside. But Matondo had a couple of chances. Hibs did have their chances, but and they're missing a lot of players.
97,
to be fair, they're missing. They've got a few.
He's had a couple on, isn't he?
That's what he said after the game.
but he's missing a few players. They've signed a few that look good, but they need to sign. He's committed to playing out for the back
in a
4-4-2. So they go and play out. They're playing with two wingers as wide midfielders. I think if you play a 4-4-2, you need to have the threat going forward, but you also need to have the work coming back. At times they're brave, they play out, they've maybe got a chance to play it, they don't, they go back to Marshy and then they go up the other side and they're not really playing the way you would expect for a team playing out. So I think that the signings look good, but he needs to sign defenders that are comfortable in the ball.
A
midfielder that can play in a two as a midfield. I know the boy Amos came in, he looks as if he's quite a bit short of fitness, match fitness. But they need to get, if you're going to play a 4-4-2, look, that's what everybody used to play. The one thing you need is everybody working hard.
Yeah.
Weigh the ball, but off the ball. And you need to be going, especially as a two in midfield, you know this, you can't just be, I'll get on it and we'll play some pass. You need to do the other side of the game, and they're struggling a wee bit with that.
Your wingers need to get nice and tight and make it compact.
That's where they were woeful without the ball. Aye. So they were.
We just sat in a 4-4-2 without the ball, and Rangers were getting in behind the midfield, in between midfield and defence at will, and there was nobody really either stepping out, which is tough because if you step out, you leave the gap. But they weren't really. They weren't cutting the pass off.
They're aware of Levitt. I mean, his awareness of what's going on round about him is...
He's not defensively minded, Levitt, is he?
It's not even there.
The first goal and all.
But they were poor with the ball as well. Weren't they so poor? So dead sloppy. Weren't they? So you know you're going to get opportunities against them.
Who was good for Rangers, Derek?
For Rangers last night.
You need to give you an advantage back.
Do you want to know something?
What a goal.
No, hold on, right. But a will game, because it was a terrific goal. Great run, first touch, he smacks it in for 6 yards out. But if you were to go and look at that game, maybe I'm a wee bit harsh on the wee fella. You know, the best chance that they had is down his side. He gets caught out a wee bit. There's a couple other opportunities where he could be in, where he takes a poor touch. So he's like a kind of hit and a miss for me. So he is. I want a wee bit more. Better consistency.
That's what you'd expect for a 13-year-old, don't
it? I know he looks. But I tell you who really impressed me. He never even started the game. See, when the boy Sterling, come on, Raskin and Cantwell, he just goes in there and does as a central midfielder. He's not just about breaking up the game. You know, he can switch a play. He just keeps the game moving. I really like him. So
forget that. What about Dessers' goal?
That's what I was going to ask you, Daz. What would you make of Dessers?
Well, you're better qualified than me.
Honest to God, mate. I've gave him a bit of stick, right?
Like most rightly people, so.
Mm-hmm. Right? But see, lass, I thought that was brilliant. Genius. I thought it was absolutely brilliant.
Great finish,
isn't it? I've got to say, right? I'm going.
Does he mean that, Jake?
I'm thinking to myself, did he actually fucking mean to do that? But
if it does, it's genius.
That, it's brilliant. Do you know what? I'm going to give him all the credit in the world. I think he did.
Aye, right?
As Dessers has new offer, right? But he's getting goals, isn't he? He's grabbing you a goal. And I know
you don't fancy him, do you? He's not guaranteeing you goals, but I know he's getting them. And that goal he scores is a bit of composure, which everybody's gone.
But see what happened within that goal. See what happened within that goal. A striker would take a touch and he created a wee half a yard for himself, a striker would hit. But what does he do? He takes another man. And then the final touch is a bit of brilliant, isn't it? Brilliance, if you want to call it that. Because I don't know if it's brilliance or a bit of luck. I just don't know what you
brilliant.
Get with a guy.
Is it?
Aye. Yeah, let's give him brilliance.
Of course you want to give him credit. But then you go back to Saturday, the amount of chances he missed.
It's
the amount of touches he takes in the box. Stop fucking winding me up.
Conditions were.
That goal, I don't know. I was kind of, I'm going, was it luck? Was it genius? But listen,
he's maybe thought because of some of the chances he misses. Like I'm thinking the one at Motherwell, he smashes it and it goes out it looks like it's going out for a throw and doesn't he make it? Is he maybe thought, right, take a wee bit off it? You know, he took a lot off it.
took a hell of a lot off it.
Like stunned on the first team, by the way, I smashed my driver out the way, but I've got to take a putter on the day. Take a wee bit
off it. That's what he used last night. Went for the driver on Saturday, the putter last night.
I just think he's seen the situation. I really did. I watched it a couple of times and I thought, he's seen that. I thought it was brilliant.
How was Fabio Silva? He started, didn't he?
Worked his socks off.
struggled for me.
He's not a goalscorer. But the thing is, he worked in it, he dropped in, he ran the channel, he worked his socks.
It's early in it though.
He missed a great chance. He missed a great chance in the first half. Remember the front post area?
Oh, he should score that.
It's
a good run, by the way. I want to say, strikers' run, good run. I thought it was a good run.
What formation did you play as a manager?
I played probably 4-4-2, but what I played was, I played two midfield players that could get about the park. Okay, I played a left-sided player, what I call in-out, right? So he could play as a midfield player, but he could also play as that winger. And then I played Gary Teal as basically my winger that played...
Stayed wide.
Andy Walker and Hurst, wee Andy just dropped off. And so I had a good balance to it.
Three and a half, two and a half.
But then what I'd done sometimes was, if I played Premier League teams, which we always drew a Premier League team in the cup for some reason, Kilmarnock, Dundee United, all that, I went 3-5-2.
Did you, right?
Yeah.
Just getting an extra man in the middle of the pitch?
Aye, and gave a wee bit more support at the back as well, and always played guys that could. I was always an in-out guy, right? I would play a left back at left.
Just in general.
Sorry, we're still talking football. I thought we'd moved on for that.
That's just your life model, isn't it?
He knows me too well then.
I'm just an in-out guy.
He's the parachute. I'm on pally every Saturday. I'm just a guy coming.
I apologise for chuckling. That was serious chat.
Hibs formation, will he change for a 4-4-2? I mean, you're playing Brighton playing a 4-4-2, don't they? But one of the strikers drops into a 10.
I don't mind the 4-4-2, but you need to have
better players.
So if you play a 4-3-3 and you've got the two wingers, usually wingers for example, then they're wingers and they need to defend to a point. Yeah. But if you play a 4-4-2, you're a wide midfielder. You need to go and play as a winger, and you need to play as a defensive midfielder at times, because you need to get back. Your two midfielders need to be able to get up and down, get across and cover the other one. They can't be flat or going right. He's nearly going. I need to go. Like the two goals, Juan passes Ridvan on when the boy Meg was inside him, looking that way.
Go there,
the communication comes for Megwa. The fullback needs to tell the wide man, I've got the runner, you step inside or stay with your man. He can't just pass him on. He's not even look. He's in there and he turns back and points that way.
Yeah.
So if you're not sure, you need to go. You need to have a team that's willing to work, because a 4-4-2 is, you have to work hard in it, because you're going to most of the time be overrunning midfield. You're going to come up against a three. So you need to be able to do two functions. Your striker needs to drop back onto the deep line midfielder at times.
There's a lot of work in the training field that needs to be done with him. You can see it a million miles away.
Can you see Hibs fans start the tournament, Montgomery?
I don't think it was empty last night.
Yeah.
When it gets to 2-3-0, 3-0 in particular, then the fans obviously left.
I think the jury's still out. I went to their first game against St Mirren, and there were 18,500. Right? And I joke and laugh about this one with Gordon and Mark Wilson's Super Scoreboard, but I couldn't believe that Hibs, potentially, if you get that team up and running, see, you're talking about 4-4-2. I don't think they've got, I love the 4-4-2 by Montgomery. I think it's good attacking and all that. I like it. I don't think they've got the personnel. A couple of things.
Bang on.
I think Faddy touched a great point. They got overrun the middle of the park. They guys having to get their legs, they're footballers.
Yeah.
They like to go on it. They don't like to go. You've seen Raskin last night, for instance, just bombing by him constantly first half. And also, I don't think they can defend.
No.
Now, you talk about they need defenders to come out, which I totally agree, but I think you need defenders to defend.
Mm.
You watch Hibs all the time, you'll score goals against Hibs, especially down the wide areas. They right back last night.
Oh, by the way.
And as a midfielder, right away,
you would recognise that and you'd need to get across it and double up right away, because Matondo was going to rip him to shreds. You could just see it.
See, and that's done well,
but that's what Daz is talking about. They've got to recognise that as a midfield player, by the way, he's not capable. I'm going to get out there and help him. And they don't.
See, on Montgomery, so does he deserve another transfer window? People say that managers need two transfer windows, doesn't he? Because he came in with, it's a full squad, it's not his players.
You can see what he wants them to do. And at times, they do create chances and they do look good going forward, but they don't have, as Dad says, the players to play the way he wants to play at the minute, because you can, it's no all about, right, I'm going to split wide and I'll turn and I'll play a nice pass forward. What are you doing off the ball? Mm. You need to be able to work off the ball as well as be good on it, especially playing a 4-4-2. It definitely needs time.
He needs to find another way of playing, because that group or that team on the evidence the last
But do you ever get to where
not,
you want to go?
They're not good
there,
enough. They're not good enough to play the way he wants to play. He needs to find another way of playing.
He can't keep sack managers all the time.
No, I know that. But he needs to find another way.
The only good thing about your Premier League is you lose 20 games, win 3, you're in the top 6. You know what I mean? That's the way it is now, isn't it? Everybody's much the same.
Outside the Celtic and
you look at Aberdeen, you look at Hibs, you look at Commander on a great run, but no, I don't think you can. I think you've got to give boy time.
Good. Seam is out for Rangers, massive loss, but they're going to bring in Mohamed Diamande. Surprised they're spending 4.5 million on a midfield player? Is that the area they need to go and spend money, that sort of money?
I said that the other night. I'm surprised with that. I think you would look at the front areas first. I think they need a centre forward because Danilo was out. Yeah. I think, you know, you look at Roof, injuries all the time. So you've got Silva that I think Fergie's right. I think he doesn't want to play as that out and out number nine. So you've got Dessers. I'm telling you, I think Dessers will do for them, right? I think he's frustrating, but I think he'll get you the goals. But if anything happened to they two, especially in Europe as well, they're in all the cups, they're still in for a shout for a league. So I think you need to cover yourself there, but to go and spend that money in a midfield player.
They need another striker. I think Clement has looked at Dessers and thinks, I think it's clever him. I think he's better coming off the bench. Because I think with the pressure of being him, the number nine, the one that's the one to get the goals, I don't think he handles that well. I think he's better coming on in the games later on. I know he came on, it's 2-0, you know, so there's less pressure. But I think he'll use him more so as a sub. But they need a striker. I'm surprised. I thought at this time, what does Rangers need? They need strikers, they need a goal scorer.
Is the Shankland thing dead now, Jake?
I don't know. I've not got a scooby what's happening.
I don't think Shankland will be it. Probably a wee bit more than me, but I don't think. I watched Hearts the other night, right? Second half against Dundee, and Shankland misses a penalty. But Shankland's a good player. But I don't think Hearts can afford to let him go. Unless a remarkable bid comes in that they can go to their supporters in the club and say, look, we can't refuse that. You know what I mean?
But he's they're guaranteed 18, I know. 5-6 million to finish third.
Exactly.
Because they get group stage football in Europe. They're not going to get 5-6 million for him.
No, that's what I'm saying.
And if they don't have him, they're not as good.
Do they take him off the penalties now? Three in a month?
I know,
three
I that.
Nah.
Would you come off him if you missed three?
Three in a row?
Nah, I asked the boys this podcast as well, if you're a manager, Faddy, I know you're saying about the 5 or 6 million, but see if a player comes to you and goes, Gaffer, I want to go.
Aye, that's a different story, but
he's
got 7 goals in his last 7 games, he's missed 3 penalties. So he's not a player that looks like he wants it.
Yeah.
And he's been professional in getting about his business. All right, everybody can miss penalties.
Summer, it'll be the summer, because he's got the Euros as well. Because I think he'll be in the plane for the Euros. I'm looking on deck here.
So do you think Rangers won't sign one in January with the view of getting Shankland in the summer then?
They might. They might look at that. You don't know, but see, a lot of rumours going about that. Everybody points at Shankland because he's Scotland, he's scoring goals, good striker, but he's 28, right? So you don't know if Clement is actually a big fan. Probably is.
Yeah.
But he might look at elsewhere, he's got targets elsewhere.
He might feel he get better value.
Exactly.
Which, I mean, everybody's just looking at it saying Rangers need a striker. Shankland will score goals. It doesn't matter who he plays for. He's shown it throughout his career. He'll score goals. And people are putting two and two together. But 4.5 million on a midfielder. Maybe it's one that's come up that he's somebody they've been looking at. And this is available now. He's available now. And they've thought, we need to take him.
Who does he play? Because Lundstrom's doing really well. Need to Raskin, Cantwell's in there, Lawrence.
So left-sided, you need to play in
competition. Yeah.
You need to improve.
Oh, he's left-sided.
Oh, is he a left? So
I'm sure he's a left.
Replacement for Seema, you thinking?
No, Diamande?
Yeah.
No.
Central to the left, sorry. Yeah. I think he meant left wing.
But I think he can play a number of positions, isn't he?
Who's going to go on that left wing now? Seema's...
Matondo's been there, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. He's a hit and a miss for me.
He is, but he needs a run of games.
I agree with that. But I tell you what, you look at... They've picked up some injuries, haven't they? Cantwell last night as well.
Wait, that was a strange one.
I can't believe that. I can't believe that.
Right at the touchline and then...
Oh, the groin's gone and then he batters one.
Did the groin ever go?
Sunday morning trying to get the left one used to get to bed first, you know what I mean? Followed, but
that was so strange last night.
I'm not talking about the groin.
Because you've been like that. His game's done. And then two minutes later, what the goal is, isn't it? What a strike on the half turn. Cantwell picks goal, up, isn't it?
And then he doesn't appear. I think
so. There must have been something there.
He might have looked at it and went, "We're not rushing. The game's done." Because didn't you see Hibs?
Two kills, didn't it?
You know what?
Is he your best option at 10, Cantwell, for Rangers?
Cantwell does my head in.
Does he, right?
Oh, does
he start?
Do you know why?
Just I really liked him.
I think he's a good player. I watched him in pre-season as well. And then you look at last night, for instance. Matondo's got the beating of the right back all day. So as a midfield player,
just keep feeding
him. You don't go over there.
You leave him. Stay away.
He makes runs to try and go on the ball. I'm not blaming Campbell for that because everybody wants to play and everybody wants to go on the ball. But you've got to be clever enough to say, you know what I mean? I can't go over there and bring somebody with me. Leave him alone. I'll go and try and get the next ball or whatever it may be. I think he goes into areas that's that
the
you
one
think,
more at times.
What are you doing?
Plenty of effort, but you're right. He's not thinking about it because you can see that that Matondo had that boy in toast. So what do you do? You just leave him alone. You just leave them and let them go 1v1. Let them go and create.
He brings you.
I'm off the milk shit. I just had a couple of coffees this morning. After Andy Halliday, absolutely giving
56 year old, he's drinking milkshakes. He's milkshakes for his breakfast.
What's wrong with that?
No, we need you here for a long time, mate. You can't even drink milkshakes.
Well, I was
what
speaking
are you
to
doing
56 going on 57. Spoke to a guy yesterday. I'm giving myself 20.
56 going on 58. Of course, you're going on 57.
Well, I'm 61. But what I mean, going on, I'm close to it. I'm getting ever to it. But I don't want it.
That is breakfast this morning, would you?
Time's running out.
They won't be in your shape when he's your age.
I don't need to.
Don't listen to him.
You didn't eat till 1 o'clock, did you fast?
I fast.
Did you, mate?
Aye, and I throw
this
in
a... This is a new man.
I throw in a wee 24 hours noon again.
No, you didn't. You didn't eat for 24 hours?
Didn't eat for 24 hours. By the way, show me the boys. Kenny Miller done it for 3 days.
Are you still enjoying your red wine? I don't drink a lot now. Are you one that's gave up the drink then?
No, I've not gave up, but I don't drink a lot now.
Are you not starving 24 hours without eating?
No, I couldn't, mate. I'll tell you another thing, right? True as I'm sitting here, I went into it big time. And I go to the gym most days, right? I'm doing weights and all that. And I found I'm lifting heavier weights, no eating in the gym. It's frightening. You know how we grew up with.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In fact, remember pre-match meal and all that steak and all that, right?
Feed the muscle.
I remember playing against Leeds in the reserves and I get caught coming out with Man City fucking eating cod and chips before the game, right? But I didn't have pickles or anything, right? But
you should have, because they're good for
you. He didn't give me more energy. Big Billy fight me a week's wages.
What, for him, cod and chips?
Aye, well, for a reserve game. I was playing the reserve game with me and Rod. I went into the chippy, I was starving. I went, fuck that, I'm having cod and chips, right? Yeah, a bit of fish, you know what I mean? Carbohydrates right. With the chips.
Yeah, is that?
I leave the fucking pickles, you know, but I get caught with one.
Leave the pickles. And you're enjoying their fast and you're having two McDonald's breakfasts at dinner?
No.
Three man started the Morrisons?
Aye. I do like a McDonald's breakfast.
We had a couple of rums and ginger beers last night. She's just messaged me there. I've just got a McDonald's breakfast.
I mean, you're out with
you like
the family
rum?
And all that.
You rum and ginger beer, mate, like that.
I've never tasted that,
ginger beer.
What's your breakfast beer? Order? Nice.
Double vodka sausage ginger beer. Muffin, mate. Lovely.
Sausage?
Put the hash brown on the muffin. Oh. Tremendous.
You're always muffin in the morning, isn't you?
Right, I'm going to get
fit now. Put in a hash brown.
A single sausage
muffin. I'm inspired this morning. I'm going to get myself a bit
fat. I'm going to take my
breakfast. Back to the gym?
I'm going back to the gym.
Right on that cross trainer for 3 years.
Are you at that same gym? No. I used to chase the old woman around the gym and
what one were
I'm
you
on the cross trainer.
I'm in David Lloyd's. I'm in the.
Oh, that's
the posh
a
one.
Aye, you must have a few quid there.
I can't afford that.
I'm minted, mate. I've been married to
you. What wife are you on to now?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Three.
Four. I'm telling you about four or five.
No, that's coming. I'm getting shaved for the suit.
Must cost you a fortune.
No, is there hang on?
I don't wear wedding
rings. No, I don't know that. No.
Seeing you getting to the dance, you're like, three things. Skip hat, sunglasses, wedding rings. Never wear them. Never. That's
crazy. Just on the diet, what's your usual dinner? Have you eaten healthy?
He loves this.
I'll do protein once I've done my weights.
Protein?
No. I'll do omelets, eggs and all that carry on, right?
This ain't the Gordon DL, I know.
I still eat a bit of carbohydrates. Right. And then I'll eat chicken and vegetables and stuff like that.
Amazing.
I don't eat.
Still have your cheese and biscuits and a.
Occasionally. What I do is I count my calories, right? So if they're then at night, I'll take them.
So it's calorie counting, you're
doing? Well, I'm training.
But is there never a thought I could drop dead them on? I may as well just fucking enjoy myself.
I fucking probably will.
That's like good life.
Mate, that's my problem. That's my kind of view in life.
Listen, I'm going to tell you now, this is true. I shouldn't have. I'd cut this one a bit out, right?
Right.
Join myself. No, I had a detective, right, a private eye guy following me for a week, right? This is true.
Right.
Years ago when I was the manager, I'd sort of living a double life, right?
Sort of living a
sure.
double life?
Aye.
Living a double life.
I'd one up Motherwell one there, right? And the one had me followed. And I met the guy about 3 months later. And this is true. He turned around and he says, I'm up to introduce me. I'm the guy that get hired to follow you about and all that, catch you. I went, all right, okay. Just to let you know, the best fucking week of my life. He went, I couldn't believe you in that traffic.
What were you shooting on? Reports Wednesday, Celtic received an offer for Matt O'Reilly from Atletico Madrid. How disruptive is that for Celtic? Because he's the best player just now, isn't he? And will he go?
It's disruptive. I don't know. He's been on fire. There's no surprise to me that there's...
They can't lose him this winter, like that, you think,
no, I don't think they will. Unless...
Money?
Well, I don't know if it comes down to money. I think it comes down to Matt O'Reilly and the opportunity. Atletico Madrid on the run of the mill. They're a top team.
Top club.
So if they do come in... And Matt O'Reilly thinks, you know, I fancy a bit of that, then it will be tough. Celtic, can they afford to lose him? It looks terrible if he goes.
Yeah.
We need to get somebody else in, although I think Paolo Bernardo's starting to show that
good player.
He could be the next one. But
How do you sell it to him to stay?
Because you go, well, the chance to win a league championship. I know.
Go to Atletico Madrid in Spain.
But that might happen in the summer. You know, that's the deal might be. I get that.
Weeks,
I know, I totally get that, but that's football, innit? But then the other side of it, he's playing out his skin at the minute, playing at the top of his game. He's big influence on that side. It's a chance to win a medal as well. And I know in that opportunity, hopefully for the young lad, it's still going to be there. You know?
Our boy Fendi will have a lot to do with it, won't he? That boy from India, he talks to you all the time. Do you know heard this?
No, is that a guru?
Aye,
Sadhguru.
Oh, aye. Oh, he's right in it. Oh, Listen,
that's where he's going next.
He's quite a spiritual guy.
No, he's got a sort of mentor for India that he talks
is this
to.
Serious, aye?
Fuck, serious, aye. I'm not talking about the rest of him. He's right into all this, and he's
spiritual guy.
He's a wee bit different.
Yeah, yeah.
See, you listen to his interviews, he's a wee bit different, and he obviously knows it's a short career, and he's got to try and make the best of himself, and that's how I think he's improved, especially under Brendan Rodgers, with that wee tweaky the system where he can go and score goals, because his timing and his runs are brilliant. I agree with the boys. I think it'd be a massive, massive loss, but I think it's such a big opportunity that if the money was so much for Celtic and that opportunity and the boy wanted to grasp it, it's a difficult
way. Might be doing Celtic's the decision.
It's
how Matt O'Reilly deals with it, I think. Yeah. And I know that people look and say players have got too much power. He's no turning around saying, I want to move to Premier League, I'm going to go to a team fighting relegation, I want to go to Burnley or whoever. It's Atletico Madrid, you know, they're an elite level club.
Yeah. And some,
this is a huge opportunity for him. So it's a tough one, but it'll be a huge blow.
The guru's
blow
a big influence.
We'll try and get the guru on the Koopman show next week.
Let's get him on, by the way.
Wait, it's some bit of business for Celtic. 1.5 million they got Matt O'Reilly for.
Mm-hmm.
It's what that sort of model, isn't it?
Easy.
20 to 25 million.
You'd be talking between 20 and 30 million for that boy, yeah. Easy. No, I think so.
It's big money to knock back.
Yeah.
I know.
But they don't need money.
I know, but it's still the same. And you said it's an opportunity for a boy.
Aye.
But me personally, I think they'll keep it.
So there's another one. State, will he be at Celtic at the end of the window, yes or no?
I'm going yes.
Derek. I'm going yes.
I think he will be, because he want to go away with a championship medal.
The rumour is it's a loan with an obligation to buy in the summer, which
you would never do.
That's
that,
not any use for Celtic, that, is it?
A lot of the foreign clubs do that as well.
Imagine he goes on loan for 6 months going, now I didn't fucking want him there.
Aye.
And you've lost him for 6 months.
Or they could sell him and buy Lewis. That'd be good.
Wow. Oh, Lewis would be. Look, you're talking the same money for Lewis.
You've been there, by the way.
That's why he's wanting to miss time.
You've been there.
That's a rumour, isn't it?
Imagine him sitting in the Jock Stein stand like, ah, come on, lad.
He'd be him going to pick man up my door, the car parked right outside. See,
incredible. Right, 5 for 3. Aberdeen conceding a late equaliser against St Johnstone.
Oh.
They play Hearts at Tynecastle.
Talk
at this
to that,
stage
man,
of the season, is this a must win for? Do Aberdeen need to win this game to stay in the fight for third?
Talk about him, that VAR. Jesus Christ.
Ah, for that St Johnstone first goal is embarrassing.
The two of them.
Now that's,
isn't that is embarrassing.
I think once you get the first one, he has to get the second one.
Is that no somebody up there fiddling about with their knobs, trying to find some
fiddling about with your knobs.
My nice career move.
The decisions are wrong.
You actually get paid to do that.
I was influencing that for mother moving my knobs.
But no, come on, that's a goal.
See the thing that's hard for me is if you look, you'll find something. It's not had any impact on the goal for me. And I think it's one of them. You're looking at it going, really, you're going to cut chop the goal off for that?
Crazy.
I thought it was meant to be a clear and obvious error.
And do you want to know something? I watched John Beaton on Saturday, the Motherwell Alloa game, and there was plenty of that going on, and John Beaton refereed the game brilliantly, and then next thing, what have we got? We've got VAR, and then that kicks in, you know.
You're not VAR?
Come on.
VAR.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Aye. Because of that reason last night, just looking for. It's a contact sport. There's always going to be coming together.
That's the people
was
that
there
are
any
VAR.
That are running VAR.
Right. So that's somebody looking at that going, oh, here, we've found a foul in the build-up to the goal.
That's what I'm saying. Referee in the game last night, wasn't it?
Listen, there's not too much wrong with your game.
I like it. I just think
the game's
not
perfect, but fucking, how do we?
I'm not a fan of it because of the position I played, right? Because obviously you banged 200-odd goals like I did. You're celebrating, and all of a sudden, if you get one,
the schnoz would be offside more than it would be.
Oh, fuck it, that would be offside.
Do you know what? I'm thinking of the '94 Cup final, right? That was tight.
What was your favourite position, Daz?
just behind the centre half.
Unreal. Is it a winner bust for Aberdeen in terms of third? But it's not like Hearts are really convincing just now, is it?
No, but they've got a good gap.
They're picking up results.
They've got a good gap. They're not convincing and they're sitting very comfortable in third.
Is it 13 or something?
It is a game.
Too clear just now.
No, they're meant that, they know.
Are you Aberdeen, are you talking about?
No, but of the next place
is
9.
Oh, sorry, I thought you meant Aberdeen.
They've got 3 games in hand, didn't they?
If they want to finish third, I think they have to win. I think they have to win.
Does Barry Robson have to win? By the way, I had a wee look the day. I'm not sure. The fans are giving him a
no convinced
tight, man.
But last night was they great, but the goalie coming out to try and catch a boy he can't catch is why they've lost the game.
What was the goalie doing last night? Even that goal for the first goal, what is he doing?
He'd won in between. Jai C made a chance and it was an incredible save. Right. Done reflexes.
But does he go to a five to try and see it again when he's 1-0 up against St Johnston? You've got to get at St Johnston. You know what I mean? You've got them. You're 1-0.
Is that what he done last night? He went to a back?
He changed the side. He tweaked the
side. What's your taking, Barry Robson? I know you're taking Shinny. That was an interesting story.
How did you think Shinny played last night?
I like Shinny.
Of course you did.
See that day at Photodrome? I was honestly, right, I swear, I didn't even notice him, right? And Alison's sitting there, and I'm sitting there, and she's like nudging. And I turned round and it was like Fergie there. Oh, fuck!
Fair play, I'm trying to cover
by the way,
up.
I've got to say, I thought, oh, this has got to be a ding dong. So I've kept my cans on, kidding on, I'm just deafing him. Right? I'm thinking, half time. I'm not even getting involved with this guy. And this just taps me in the shoulder. To be fair to boy, he was different class.
Yeah, good.
I don't know what happened. Were you slotting?
What? It was playing with Scott. I can't remember who he was playing. I think he played left back. Or
Kazakhstan.
Right? Was it brilliant?
One of my last games, cheers. It's all right, move on. What are you talking about?
And I said, by the way, he offers absolutely nothing. But what happened was, he offers nothing to FIPA. Right? So the thing is, apparently all the Aberdeen boys were in with, because they ran it in the paper, know how they listen, they read and they go and
put it in the dressing
room. Ran the paper and they're all in the dressing room going like, this fucking guy's gave it to you. Right? So he's obviously waited his turn. Can you explain to me why I offered nothing?
Was he as nice as that? Was it as polite as that?
Oh, great boy, to be fair.
Was he not asked to play opposition? He's not played there.
He was playing centre mid at the time, wasn't he, for Aberdeen?
Just setting up for his country, and you were absolutely annihilating.
That's a disgrace. I didn't mean it, because I don't like doing that. I've been in
this
the shoes.
This is what happened if you were asked to play left back for Scotland.
No fucking chance.
You'd do it.
I would. I know.
You'd be hopeless at it, but you'd do it.
No, I wouldn't.
And you'd go.
Come on,
that's a bit harsh, guys.
You'd be in some state if you're asking me to play even centre forward for fucking Scotland, never mind left back. But he was I've changed my full mind about the guy.
No, he's a good boy.
Nice boy. I walked away, I went shy back.
He really struggled after that.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
He went to...
No, he struggled because he knew... Like he's
asked doing the derby, and honestly, I was getting a lot of phone calls and texts for the derby fans going, "Dad, you're fucking spot on about this."
Good point for St Johnston as well, isn't it? After the disappointment at the VAR and then going one down.
Great point.
He's changed his chinos, I've seen. Chinos have gone.
Do you know how he's a different character now? He's just so calm last night. I saw the interview as well, and talking about the VAR. You go back 5-6 years ago, he'd be irate. He'd be going half his head, he'd be all flustered. Not at all. Just looks so calm now, doesn't he? Just taking it in
stride. Just experience, mate.
It is experience.
I look back at when I went into management, 36 or 37, and you fucking cringe at what you've done. You know what I mean? But the way you would now handle it differently, with players, everything, situations. I was there in the famous game when he
sparkled. What, you playing?
Oh, it was Hogg, it was Martin me. He sparkled him. It's a funny stuff.
So talk me through you seeing it unfold.
I was a corner kick, and Levine and Hogg, and I think McLaren was the other ones, and they were man Martin. And Levine shouting to Hogg, get on DL. So I think Big Ali was playing, Levine's on him. Anyway, fucking, we get away from him. The ball comes in, I don't know, they weren't a goal. So the next minute, we're walking out and the two of them are having a ding-dong at each other. And I'm about for Faddy, with the two, they're right. So the two of them are having a ding. I fucking told you, he's going, man, Mark, him, man, all this gear on, and Hoggy. So Big Hoggy thought he was a bit of a ticket, right?
But do you know...
So Hoggy went up to him and just went, see, there I've got dong to. Next man, I've been, honestly, Tyson Fury, boom, see you later.
See, there I've got a different take on Big Hoggy, because I was at Hearts with Big Hoggy. He's a big gentleman. I thought he was a big safty.
Well, he certainly was soft. He was lying.
Big guy.
He was in the hard.
He's old nose man. He's nose.
Because I walked Miss World by him. He was the guy.
But that was Levine as a player in a dressing room. He was feisty. Aye, he was a winner. And sometimes that happened in that day and age.
Do St Johnstone look much improved under Craig Levein?
Do you know what I like about Levein, right? I think we lost the fact that there's still room for experienced managers.
Definitely, he's a great example of that,
look at all the clubs now and what they do, promote within, bring these young managers in. They're not ready for it, right? It's a hard game. They're not ready for it. I like the fact Levein's went in there, steadied the ship, and now people are going, hold on a minute. Because see, if you'd have said, right, Levein's got to get a job, first thing they'll say is, dinosaur.
Yeah, I did say,
nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
There's room for experience.
I don't think it was nonsense because how poor it went.
But you'll learn from that, Faddy.
But you don't know that.
I think what you're saying, there's a place for a bit of experience just in the background, just to kind of steer the boat in the right direction and let the younger guys with all these ideas, all that enthusiasm, energy, let them kind of drive it.
It takes the pressure off a wee bit. How many times you see it, a young manager goes in and they go, do you know what they need? Experienced head. Somebody to try and help bounce their ideas off of. They've actually done it. They brought in Craig Levein. He's in charge. He's in the front. Andy Cuts doing all the coaching, so it lets him go and do all the coaching side. Craig will front up, do the press.
Would you get back into a role like that happened?
Well, I'd done it here with Mark, but when I was in management, I took wee Frank to. I was going through a bad time here and took wee Frank in, and the fact that wee Frank with the experience he had just. See that morning, just going in the office, he would always say, cup of tea and toast in here, and he'd sit by me, blare away, and all of a sudden, you go, oh, right, okay. The stuff he passed on to you was incredible, right, incredible. I took out my Wraith as well. He was absolutely brilliant for me, just as a mentor. And especially when you're under pressure, you need somebody. I just say, look, stick with your beliefs. Yeah. You're doing it, I'll turn again. And it ended up, I did turn because I was fucking hammed in twice in 6 days. Matthias, how I couldn't find him. police escort.
Right, Faddy, member of the goal team. Bad transfer window for Miller.
Terrible, honestly.
That's the sort of window
scraping the barrel, isn't it? Scraping the barrel.
And obviously, it's a good signing for Miller.
I think so. Yeah. I think it is. I think, you know. No, because he's this, but I just think that he's the right type of character. He's versatile as well, and he'll be hungry to go and play and really impress. So, no, I think it's a good signing.
He'll be a great influence in that dressing room. So he will, won't he?
Hopefully.
For some of the younger guys.
Aye.
Andy will be. You can tell a mile away. You know, and they'll enjoy his company. There's a time to have a laugh, isn't there? Of course there is, but then when you get down to business, I think that's what he's dead professional. And there he goes, there's somebody else, I didn't know, four months after, not even had a beer, and that's because he didn't probably think he deserved it because he wasn't playing. I love that. Wee hangs like that.
Shame, he's been stealing loads of times.
No, he's not. But it's brilliant. So it's like he'll get a beer when he's earned it. But I think he's just he'll be a good influence.
It's a good sign.
Do they still need a striker?
Oh, they need somebody to score goals. Everybody needs a striker. Yeah. Everybody talks about Celtic need a striker. Rangers need a striker. You know, everybody needs a striker.
They've let Olashaw go back as well.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Well, I need to suspect, but he's not getting you goals.
But he's a body. It's two players that they're doing in that area, so...
I'm surprised James Scott. I know Robinson worked on, but I thought maybe Motherwell would be in there before and as, you know, the type that they would...
I don't know. I think they've done loans before where players, and I've certainly went back myself, and it doesn't always work out. I think it's... they'll probably bring somebody in fresh. Losing Beareth is a huge blow, especially the circumstances. So they have to... Theo Bear's actually stepped up. Looks like he can come up with something, but they need more bodies in there. John O'Beak is injured quite a bit, so they need to get...
Faddy, who's our top goal scorer?
Spittle, probably.
Mindy Goat?
5-6.
I don't know.
You're not going to survive.
Well, Beareth is, but he's...
I know, but he's away. But you're not going to survive that. You need to get somebody. I don't know about Theo Bear. I think that he'll work his ticket, I think. But I don't think he's a poacher guy that'll get you tap-ins and get you goals. Many has he scored? Two or three?
Three, I think he scored.
You're needing more than that.
Is there a wee... on these teams, is there a thing of Livingston and Ross County will definitely be the bottom two? We'll be fine.
Well, Livingston's gone.
And then Ross County with Derek Adams having a meltdown every 2 weeks.
I know, what's
you can't see them pulling that back, can you?
Unless
you're not dressing him, you're not going to Derek Adams.
Unless they change every player. Aye. It's.
Did you see the Tony Watt the interview? Uh-huh. It's actually spot on, wasn't he? You know everything he says. I agreed with him.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he's right. You just says it. You know, how do you want to play for somebody that's so critical? Not just to your game, but that's having a go at your own players.
Yes, uh-huh. You know Roy McGregor quite well. Are you surprised that he's still there? Derek Adams.
I'm surprised that Roy took him back. You know, he's already had a couple of stints there. Surely they've sat down together and had a good chat because in that interview that he had, you know, he says if he'd have looked into it, you know, a little bit more, done his homework, he wouldn't have been there. Well, that's what I said the other day. Is that not your job? To do your homework, to find everything out about the club, the whole, whatever's going on behind the scenes. He knows the players. Of course he does. But his job's to go there and make them better.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not doing it at the minute, you know.
I wonder if he's...
And I've not got a beat in my bonnet about him. It's just...
No, I wonder if he's meaning it to say, look, maybe he spoke to some players and says, if he finds something else, he can get it.
You think he's trying to work his ticket?
No, him. To get some of the players to go, listen, I can't hack this, I want to go. Because they will be on probably more money than they would get at a Motherwell. Because you need to pay them
to go up
their accommodation, all that. So I don't know if it's calculated to say there's some players here that they're no shifting. They're on good money. They've got good contracts. They like it here. Probably think they'll see the manager out. They're no going anywhere. Maybe he's trying to say, right, try and annoy a few.
You need a manager who's going to inspire you.
Of course you do, mate. Especially when
inspire you at the minute. You know, even with the interviews, I would if I was Derek Adams, I would stop doing the interviews at the minute. I'd get, who's his assistant?
I don't know. Kiwi's still there, is it?
Is it? I'd get one of them in there and just take the pressure off him. Uh-huh. He's no.
Did you ever come for a player publicly?
Oh, fucking, I slaughtered the players. I loved them, mate. I used to walk out and go up to them. My tactics, especially when you get beat 7-0 way
but then
Rangers,
you would probably,
semi-final
Scottish you would
Cup.
Probably back in the dressing room and have it and say, by the way, I've just had a go about you.
Nah, so I didn't say
before. He was clever with it.
I didn't really. I never went out and slaughtered individuals. I would do it in the
dressing room.
The 7-0, it was the worst day of my
what
life.
What did you say to them after a 7-0?
Oh, it was brilliant, right? It was a day, by the way, it was the only time I'm still in the dugout and know how
I'm thinking of your story about the strip.
And I'm out in the dugout and I'm getting at the big wall and it's fucking Kanchelskis, remember?
Yeah,
stood in the ball.
Was that right. You, the manager, that day?
Oh, mate, I was applauding.
it was him, he'd done it, didn't he?
Mate, honestly, I am stunning there and I'm looking and I'm saying to my left back, wee John Robertson, big John Robertson. Just fucking melt him. Put him right up there. I don't care if he gets set up. This is 10. Do him. Right? So, in the days you could go and have a wee tackle. So he gets by him, but a dodgy, I think it was, but goal. Right? Anyway, forget the tactics. Forget I went 4-4-2 against Rangers and got absolutely destroyed. My fault, because we'd go to the semi-final, couldn't leave people out, that was a formation. We had a great game against Mull at Fir Park, beat them 4-3, what a game. And I thought, I can't leave them out, I need to go with that. I knew it was wrong, I knew we were going to, like you talked about Hibs, didn't they have the bodies or legs in there, Rangers just battered it. Anyway, 7, so I goes in, I says to the wee kit man, I says, wee ball, I says, get us a cup of tea, always had a cup of tea. So I get the Jake off and I'm waiting for Robertson coming in, right? So I'm thinking, I'm deflecting the blame for me here. I'm going for him. Nobody will bother about my 4-4-2 here. Right, so I went for him. Right, you, I can't believe it. I thought Mary, stunning day, that fucking. Right, now, trap the door. Do you know that story?
No.
Trap the door. So I went like that. Bob, he's stunning at the door. We can open that fucking door. Right, so he opens the door. Kanchelskis is stunning with a strip to swap it with John Robertson. He's just done that, right? So I've got a cup of tea, so I fucking launched the tea. I'm, yeah, fuck. Gave him what? Forget day, fuck. Right? So he panics, he goes away. Bob closes the door. So I gets at Robertson, I went, swapping strips with him. They've just beat you 7-0. He's done that. And you want a fucking Rangers strip. I went on my door. Right, wee Jimmy Bell, does hear that strip you want? I went like, right, come on, we'll talk about this on Monday. Cheers, Jimmy.
Brilliant, man. Just on to your United, Scott Brown appointed the manager here. How do you think you'll do that?
I think I'm happy for him to get. Do you know the reason why? I think it's a good appointment in the sense that, okay, you can look at, he was assistant at Aberdeen, right? So he's worked in that. He's been doing it at Fleetwood, not particularly worked too well for him, but once again, I go on, it's a wee bit more experience for him and Whittaker. They've learnt a wee bit, they know the scene down there. And what I think he'll do is because he, I said like Steven Gerrard, right? But you've got to put it into context what I'm saying. Scott Brown will walk into that dressing room, everybody will go, pff,
straight away.
You know what I mean? Oof, what he's won, standards, everything, because of what Scott Brown's achieved in Scotland. And plus, if I think for the Ayr United point of view, look at the contacts they two have, bringing players in.
Good point,
So I think that's a good sign.
There's good players here. I've watched them a few times this season where they've played well, they've lost games, but they've got good players. Logan Chalmers been outstanding for them. I think that it's good for Bruni because he's desperate to get back in. He's got back in, and he has, I've said this many times before, he's had setbacks, he's had a failure. You know, he's been sacked at Fleetwood, he's been travelling, looking at other people, trying to learn off of managers that are hugely experienced. So that tells you that he wants to do better. So I think it's a good appointment. The fact that he wants to go and cut his teeth again in the Championship, I think it's a really good appointment. And as I said, they've got a good team. And the Championship is, they could go down, but they could also make the playoffs. Mm. And if he goes and gets a wee lift straight away, they can go on a run and get themselves into the playoffs.
See that point you make there, Faddy, about him? This is what I liked about him. You're looking at Ayr United, they were second bottom, they played a brother on night one, right? Scott Brown, you've just been left Fleetwood, you could sit there and, you know, puff the chest out and go, I'm Scott, I'm not taking it. Right? He's getting his hands dirty for me. He's prepared to get into that and say, right, I know what the challenge is, I'm going to do it, I'm going to build my way up the ladder. I think that sometimes now, and I think the problem with clubs is, coaches don't do their apprenticeship, right? I think you've got to go and learn the game as a coach, a manager, assistant manager, whatever. I still think there's a pathway there that'll stand you in good stead when you get into a big job. I think young guys are getting thrown right in at the deep end and all of a sudden they just go, poof, hold on a minute, didn't they realise how big this was and they sink. But I like the way Scott Brown's went about his career way. I think that's a good
thing. He's that tight. He's not a big time. I can't take him seriously with that hair, man.
He needs to shave it again.
I'd love get that hair off.
Yeah, you going for now? I like that.
Do you like him?
I like that.
Are Arbroath somewhere at Livingston? Are Arbroath win the Championship, Jank?
No. No, I don't think. I think the Championship's a league where you could lose a few games in a row and obviously be down the bottom, but you could win a few and bounce right back up into contention for a playoff. So that's another reason. I know you're on at Arbroath, but that's another reason why I think it's a good job for Bruni, because he'll lose games. Every manager loses games. He might go on a run of losing games, but they'll not be cut adrift.
Yeah.
So he's got a chance to fix it and actually, as you say, learn, cut his teeth as a manager and learn how to deal with that, because they could go down, but they could also get promoted or go into the playoffs anyway. So that's what's great about the Championship. You get big dunk on one touchline and Bruni on the next.
If he ever wants to leave, I'll tell him they're a part of more so he can get a quick.
Brilliant. Right, Coopin, Daz, I'm going to give you six games to tell you who's going to win.
Go.
Who wants to go first? We'll let the newbie go first.
Aye.
Right, go, Daz. Simmer, Rangers.
Wait a minute, but see if you finish bottom, you need to eat one of the hot wings.
And you actually are eating a fucking hot wing this time, you're no kidding.
I'll take that challenge. I'm happy with that.
Simmer, Rangers.
Rangers.
Derek, Simmer, Rangers.
Rangers.
I'm going Rangers.
I'll go Rangers. Hearts, Aberdeen.
I'm going to go a draw. Can you go a draw?
Yeah, you can do what you like, mate.
I'll go a draw.
Derek.
I'm going to go the Jambos.
Faddy.
I'm going to go a draw.
I'm going to go Hearts. Celtic Ross County, I think 4 Celtic,
Celtic.
Livingston v Dundee.
Oof.
Dundee for me.
Well,
Dundee were superb, weren't they, in that first half? Yeah. A couple of great goals.
Shit in the bucket, mate, and saying half. Come on, the bucket. Geez, oh, you're 2-0 up. You're 2-0 up against Hearts. You've got them on the rails, and you sit back and let them just attack you.
Similar to what you're saying about Aberdeen and St Johnstone.
And they've not got the players. Wee boy Cameron.
Sometimes
McCowan,
that can
happen.
You
know, need to do the other side of the game.
You're not making the decision. I know, you've got more to protect. So you've got more to lose.
But I think that's what they've done. I think they went out there in the second half, went, we'll protect.
When did they lose the first goal?
52
or something.
I thought Dundee had a great opportunity. I think that Livy are down, right? But
you're right, Dundee, aren't you?
I'm thinking.
I know you.
What are you going, Derek?
I'm going Dundee.
I'm Dundee.
Dundee. Okay, St John's to be Motherwell.
Motherwell for me.
I'm going draw on that.
I'm going to go a draw.
I don't think Muller will get fire put. I'm going St Johnson. I think Levine's doing a good job there.
He is.
They're not banging goals in, though.
I know, but I think home advantage, mate. That's what I've went for.
Okay, and last, Kilmarnock versus Hibs.
Kelly
for me.
I know we're quick in there, weren't we?
Yeah.
That's only evidence of last night.
That's because you're talking about Aberdeen. What do they need to challenge for third? I think Kilmarnock are in the hunt for third,
eh?
Aye.
That's wow. My shock. I fancy Hibs.
Yeah. You fancy Hibs?
Yeah.
It wouldn't be surprising, would it, really?
No, I fancy Hibs.
Right. Get some Hibs up.
Boys, what's
people not in this doing?
This will be noted.
You've finished bottom. I'm just letting you know, right? You're eating the hot wing.
I'm glad I'm not coming back.
What a debut, Daz. Cheers, lads.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.